Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and today the readings are reminding us about do not fear and do not be afraid. And you know, when we read the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know how many times God said do not fear and do not be afraid? 365 times God said do not fear, do not be afraid. And which means practically God says every day, do not fear, do not be afraid, I am there for you. And my question is this evening, do we trust in the Lord in good times, in bad times, in sickness and suffering, instead of going through a lot more fear, lot more worries? Do we trust in the Lord who said, I am with you? So basing on the readings, I want to share with you four things. The first one, in the gospel reading, we come across the human nature of Jesus Christ. The human nature of Jesus Christ. While the disciples and Jesus were traveling on the boat, and the disciples were standing, and Jesus was sleeping on the cushion. So which means, remember, so Jesus is a human, and after ministering and proclaiming the good news to so many people, he wanted to take rest. He is also a human being. You know, he was sleeping on the cushion. Dear brothers and sisters, so think about today, you and me. How many people really give enough rest to your body? This body doesn't belong to you. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we read 1 Corinthians 3:16, St. Paul says very clearly, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? He's supposed to protect. He's supposed to give enough care, enough rest to your body. But today we spend a lot of time watching the television and doing this, but we don't give enough rest to our body. And Jesus himself is sleeping. He's a human being. And second thing I want to share with you, Jesus is a divine. As a divine, he's rebuking the sea and the wind by saying, peace, be still. And you know, the sea and the wind obeyed Jesus Christ. Listened, obeyed the command of Jesus Christ. It is not only the sea and the wind, even the demon. When we read the Gospel of Mark 1:15, you know, so when there was a man who was possessed by the demon, and they brought the man to Jesus Christ, and the man was telling to the demon, be quiet, come out of him. And you know, the evil spirit, could able to listen the command of Jesus Christ. It obeyed. And even the man, one who was dead, you know, when we read the Gospel of John 11:45-48, we come across the man, one who was called Lazarus, he was dead. And you know, he was buried in the tomb for 4 days. And Jesus was standing at the tomb and telling to the Lazarus, the dead man, and saying, Lazarus, come out. The dead man was dead, buried in the tomb for 4 days, could able to listen, recognize the voice of Jesus Christ, who is a divine. Came out. He came back to the life again. Dear brothers and sisters, so the second thing is the divine nature of Jesus Christ. The sea and the wind listened and obeyed the command of Jesus Christ. The third one I want to share with you, the disciples who were traveling with Jesus Christ, when the sea and the wind, and they were going through a lot more fear, And they thought they're going to be perished in the water. And you know, they were saying, "Teacher, do you not care for us? Do you not love us? Do you not protect us? We are going to perish in the water." Dear brothers and sisters, we know Jesus always there for you. Jesus loves us. But it's all about you and me. We need to recognize God is with me. God is living with me. God will take care of my problems. We need to trust in Him. We need to believe in Him. Rather than going through a lot more fear, a lot more worries. And the disciples are going through a lot more fear. Instead of believing that Jesus is a divine, He will protect us. He will save us. But they did not believe in the name of the Lord completely. That is the reason they were asking, "Teacher, do you not care for us?" I want to give you a couple more examples from the Bible. When we read the first one, the Gospel of Matthew 1:23. Jesus' name, there is another name for Jesus, is called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, He's with you, with me every day. Every moment of your life, God is with you, dear brothers and sisters. It's all about, I need to open my heart and mind to recognize Him, that Jesus is with me. I will give you one more example. When we read the Gospel of John 11:45-48, you know, here comes Martha, who said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died." And you know, when there is absence of Jesus in you, in your family, in your soul, there is a full of fear, there is full of worries, and the full of darkness. So you and me, we need to examine, do I have God within me? Do I have Jesus Christ in my family life? Because the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. So if you don't have the God within you, we go through a lot more anxieties, we go through a lot more fear, and we go through a lot more problems. So we need to make sure God is staying with you and with me. And the last one I want to share, Jesus says, do not be afraid. So how many of you really believe in the words of Jesus Christ? How many of you really trust in the name of the Lord who said, do not be afraid. I'll take care of your problems. I'll take care of your sickness. I'll bring the peace and the tranquility to your life. So how many of us really trust and believe that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior who told me not to worry? Do not fear. Do not be afraid. I'm there for you. So this evening I don't want to talk too much. So let's make sure. Let's not go through so much of fear. But rather, let's believe and trust in the name of the Lord who can save every human being. Who can save all the souls of the humanity. It's only possible through God. So let's trust in Him. Let's believe in Him. Let's follow that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Amen.